Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance to help you determine the best programs for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
I am currently homeless.
Okay. All right. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Michaela.
Spell it for me.
M-I-K-A-I-L-A.
Okay, and can I have your last name, please?
My last name is Bosley, B-O-S-L-E-Y.
Okay, Ms. Bosley, what's the type of service that you are requesting? Prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
Emergency shelter.
Okay. And can I have a telephone number for you, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's, hold on. It's 334-304.
Okay.
5244.
Okay. And do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's Kayla, K-A-I-L-A.
Is it lowercase K or capital K?
Lowercase.
Okay.
Bosley, B-O-S.
Mm-hmm.
L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
87.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Would you like to provide me with your social security number? If you don't want to, it's optional. So if you don't want to, you don't.
No, I don't want to because I don't need it.
Okay. Are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And can I have your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is 1/29/1998.
Okay. All right. And what's your primary race, Ms. Bosley?
Black.
Okay. And can I have your zip code?
I stay in Troy, so let me see what the zip code is. I think it's, well, I really don't stay in Troy. I'm just out here. Sleeping. It's 36081.
Okay. And you said the city you're living in is Troy.
Yeah, Troy, city? Alabama.
Okay. Okay. And what's your last permanent address or your current address?
My last permanent address was in Montgomery, Alabama, and that was 5 Michigan Avenue.
You said 5 Michigan Avenue?
Yeah, the number 5 Michigan Avenue, zip code 36110, Montgomery, Alabama.
And can you repeat that zip code for me one more time, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 36110.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you homeless? Are you sleeping outside or in a vehicle or
I'm sleeping outside, me and my two children. And I'm currently pregnant.
Okay. Approximately when did you become homeless?
Back in, I would say March, early March. like the beginning of March.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
How long were you in your previous housing?
I was in my previous housing for some years. I can't really say. It was for some years.
Okay. Have you been laid off from work or lost a job?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I currently, around the same time I had lost my house, I got laid off from work, and that's how I lost my house, because I wasn't able to pay my rent.
Okay. Have you applied for the emergency rental assistance program?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive eviction notice?
No, I was basically renting from a family member. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you are the head of household, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any adults with you?
No, ma'am. It's just me and my two children.
Okay.
And the baby I'm carrying now.
Okay. If you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any documented disabilities?
Yes. I suffer from PTSD, and
okay.
I currently take medications for it.
Okay. And do you have any monthly income?
No, ma'am. I have no monthly income.
Okay.
The only thing I receive is food stamps.
Okay. Do you have any information that would help describe your housing needs?
Oh, as far as what do you mean? Like, as far as what I need?
Yes.
Oh, I just need some shelter. I'm tired of sleeping outside my children. Oh, we be going from laundromat to laundromat. I'm just
okay.
tired.
Okay.
Like, we basically outside, literally. I'm tired. I need to take showers. I just need help. And then I'm pregnant. I'm not able to get my prenatal because I'm not able to, you know, do
yeah.
what I gotta do. I don't want to go, you know.
Right.
So. And I don't have no family. So it's just me and my kids. We just outside.
Okay. Okay, we have completed your assessment and your case has been submitted and you'll receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any other questions after we end our call, call the 334 273-0668
Okay.
and select option two.
Okay.
Okay.
So how long you still take, like a couple of days?
Yes, like maybe
Okay.
2 to 3 days. So be on the lookout for that call.
Yes, Bill.
All right. Thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Bye.